Welcome back to the Chinese Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Marie Hopkinson, herbalist, acupuncturist, and today we're going to be talking about burnout. This is answering a subscriber's question who's asked me for a video, Marie, can you make a video on burnout? Now, this is something I'm actually quite passionate about, so I think this might be a video series. It may turn into more than one video. What I'm going to talk about today is firstly defining what burnout is, talking about it in a Chinese medicine context. What is burnout in how would Chinese medicine see it and what we can do about it? So there's going to be a positive, there's going to be self-help stuff. People have asked me for acupressure on this. So not only did I just get a question, I also asked you the question. I asked some of the subscribers on the channel what they'd like to know about burnout. These are the things that I'm going to be covering. These are subscribers' questions. Simply Veg 7966 has said, burnout could apply to many aspects, physical, mental, emotional, overuse, and taxed. In today's society, there's a lot of information about overload and distractions. Marie, would you be able to cover how one could manage burnout in terms of mental burnout, i.e. lots on our mind, brain activity, overuse for home, study, work, etc.? Certainly that's going to be covered in the video. JRoss4269 says, how does your physical and emotional constitution play a role in how much activity you should do throughout the day and how complex your life should be? Are some people better off living a simple life, for example? I'll get to that one at the very end. We'll come to that as a specific thing. Someone talks about, says, just mentioned lower dantian and qigong. Not sure if that's a question, but that was just mentioned. Another person has said, burnout is utilizing too much qi. Qi is imbalanced. This is basic. What do you mean? WTF do you mean? There are questions. You've been overusing your life force, your qi and this is their statement, I would say, not really a question. You've been overusing your life force, your qi, and you're running at a deficiency. There are tons of solutions. Most people think consume more. Or you could drop some responsibilities that are draining your chi and improve your life. And we'll certainly touch on that. It's a great comment to make, whether it was in jest or as a thoughtful contribution. I'll take it as the second. Another person said, I would like you to talk about Chinese medicine concept of burnout as it relates to the Western view of adrenal/thyroid insufficiency. I'm confused as to whether burnout comes from insufficiency of the adrenals, kidney energy, or is it a weakness in the spleen energy system? And also, it would be interesting if you could recommend any acupressure points that we could do at home to possibly improve burnout. So I'll certainly do. I had to put the aircon on then. So I'll certainly cover some of those. And another person had just mentioned the word stomach bloating. So they were obviously thinking about physical symptoms that can happen. Before we get started into this topic, we need to define what burnout is and how we're going to talk about it for the context of this video. Now, the WHO and a second author's concept that I found really define this as something related to work occupational stress or occupationally related. And they kind of warn against using this as a term for other things. Although in this video, I will talk about things that may relate to other things. So it's not just occupational burnout, then this may apply to those things. So the WHO, World Health Organization, defines, and apart from the other things that they do by trying to interfere in people's lives, they also have done a lot of work in helping to define medical conditions. And as new conditions emerge, and this is one thing that they're very good at, is to kind of, okay, let's come to a general consensus about what something is. So they have a thing called the International Disease Classification System, and we're up to ICD-11. And in that revision, they talk about it as they've added it in there, so it's a newly added disease or a newly added thing. And it says it's not a medical condition. It says it's an occupational phenomenon. I'm going to read what they've described it as. They've said burnout is defined as a syndrome conceptualized as resulting from chronic workplace stress that has not been successfully managed. It's categorized by three dimensions. Feelings of energy depletion or exhaustion. Secondly, increased mental distance from one's job or feelings of negativism. Say that quickly, negativism. or cynicism relating to one's job, and three, reduced professional efficacy or efficiency, I think, so either way. Burnout refers specifically to phenomena in the occupational context and should not be applied to describe experiences in other areas of one's life. Burnout was also included in ICD-10 in the same category as 11, but the definition is now more detailed. So people do apply this term to say, I feel burned out. I feel like, as in, I'm taxed, I'm depleted, I've had enough, almost like you can have that connotation of having enough of something, and particularly in a job occupational sense, it can mean that. And certainly in Chinese medicine, we have a concept of being deficient. In classical Chinese medicine, they tend to think about this as taxation. And it's not a new thing. It's something that is a very old phenomenon. So it's not just related to our modern society. And the ancient wisdom of Chinese medicine is where we should probably start. So I want to start this video by talking about chapter 8 of the Ling Shu, which talks about departure from, let's say, wise living, departure from like a normal life, what they would consider as a healthy life. The Neijing, the Ling Shu, Shenghanlun, Jingwei, these older texts are around the Han Dynasty age, and they're the oldest texts in Chinese medicine that we have. And that's why we kind of revere those texts, we draw back to those texts, we think upon those texts. We should do that, and we should kind of start there, I think, and we'll come back. We'll start there, we might come back there. Certainly I want to talk about this chapter. So how is this Neijing, this ancient text, conducted? How is it laid out? It's laid out in conversation and answer form. So it's talking about the emperor and Qibo having a conversation. So it starts off in this chapter. It says, and I'm going to be reading the translation. This is the Unshuld translation. I'm just going to be reading some of that. And this is not supposed to be a commentary on that. I'm no scholar in these fields. I'm just going to be talking about this and using this to highlight some of the things we're going to use in this video. So Huang Di asked Qibo, all norms of piercing, and by that he means acupuncturing, require one to first all consider the spirit as the foundation. Blood vessels, camp, qi, guard in brackets, camp qi or guard qi, essence and spirit, they are stored in the five long-term deposits. When someone leads an excessive life and these leave the long-term deposits, then this person's essence will be lost. His hun and po, souls, will rise into the air. His mind and intentions will be utterly confused. His knowledge and his considerations will leave his body. Why is this so? Is this a fault that can be attributed to heaven? Like, what he means by that is this something that is just whimsical? Is it just a happenstance? Is it something, or is it something that we can control, being the opposite of that? Or is this a transgression of the person? So he says that. Is this just happenstance? Is this just something that occurs that we have to deal with? Or is this something that a person has done to themselves, a transgression, as in they've done something wrong by their way of life and that this has occurred? What are they to say? Virtue, qi, life, essence, spirit, hun, soul, po, soul, heart, intention, mind, pondering, knowledge, and considerations. I would like to inquire about all of them. That's what people do on this channel. They usually ask me these questions like that. So when we read these passages, it's okay that it doesn't make sense. Some of it will make sense to some people, and different levels of sense will make sense to others. And that's okay. I'm not going to spend a lot of time going through this as the main part. Qibo replies, heaven manifests itself as me, within me as virtue. Earth manifests itself within me as qi. When the virtue flows and the qi have joined, life begins. The fact is, the origin of life is called essence. When the two essences clash, that is called spirit. That which comes and goes following the spirit, that is called the hun soul. And he talks about these different things, right? Like he talks about when things enter, when things leave, that's, you know, so he's talking about that we have these aspects within us, right? Then it goes on and says, the fact is, when those who are knowledgeable nourish their life, the following is for sure. They act in accordance with the four seasons and adapt themselves to cold and summer heat. They harmonize joy and anger. They maintain calmness in their home. They are moderate in regards to their making use of their yin qi and their yang qi, and they seek to find a balance between hard and soft. This way, they keep the evil away from them. They achieve longevity and their vision lasts long. It goes on to talk about different things about emotions causing disease, and it implies that we have control over our emotions. It implies that we have control over these things. So I'm not going to go through all of this because it could take a while. But I wanted to give you something because I'm sure some people will get something. Sounds a bit esoteric there, but I'm sure some people get something out of that. Right. Now, before we get started into talking about burnout, let's have a little break from our sponsor. Not really. This video is kind of sponsored by myself, allow myself to sponsor myself, with the course that I've got going. So you can check out that below if this is of interest to you after you've watched this video. If you do this course, you will definitely discover more about yourself than you knew before you do the course. It's about five elements and self-care. It'll teach you the self-care aspects of each of the five elements. It's useful for practitioners if they're not really that familiar with this stuff. You're a new graduate, something like that. But it's aimed for people that don't know anything about five elements. You don't know anything about Chinese medicine. It's really aimed for people that watch this channel that are enthusiasts of Chinese medicine, or some people call you hobbyists, Chinese medicine hobbyists. You want to help yourself as much as possible, and this will teach you where the limits are. It's got acupressure videos, like self-help tutorials. I'm not just telling you the points, I'm showing you where they are. I've put a lot of effort and work into the course. It's on special. Check it out and sponsor yourself and support the show, support the channel. All right, so what is burnout? We've seen that the WHO describes burnout as an occupational phenomenon. A journal article, these two authors, Maslach and Lita, describe burnout. I'm going to give their definition. I'll give the reference below. Burnout is a psychological syndrome emerging as a prolonged response to chronic interpersonal stressors on the job. Three key dimensions of this response is an overwhelming exhaustion, feelings of cynicism, and detachment from the job. Well, they've copied the WHO, right? Well, like they've drawn from that explanation, which is fine. Feelings of cynicism and detachment from the job, and in a sense of ineffectiveness and a lack of accomplishment. The significance of this three-dimensional model is that it clearly places the individual stress experience within a social context and involves the person's conception of both self and others. So what is it in Chinese medicine? How can we describe this? So it's really important, if we're going to define this as an occupational phenomenon, that you could be experiencing similar symptoms, or you could have come to this video thinking, yeah, I feel burned out, but it's not about my job. I just feel burned out. Some of this stuff will still apply to you. But what the WHO is trying to say with that definition is that if that's how you feel and it's not related to your job, then there's probably some other disorder there, or there's some other classification. It doesn't mean that Chinese medicine would actually think of it even differently to how I'm describing now, but there could be something else there. And the first place to start with anything like this is to go to the physiology. I was recently listening to a podcast where the guy was helping lots of veterans, war veterans, with stuff, and he used to work for the American Veterans Association. I'm not sure. Veterans Affairs in Australia, we call it, but they have a different name for it there. And he was talking about how he does things physically, like he starts with blood tests and tests these people's hormones as a matter of course now, based on stuff that he'd, you know, done with other patients and working with his clients, however he talks about them, discovering that there sometimes can be physiological imbalances there, which might have been missed because it's all focused on the psychological. And in Chinese medicine, everything psychological has a physiological origin. It just does. We always think like that. It's just how we think. It's how the process is thinking. So it's a good place to start. And although this isn't Chinese medicine, if you haven't been to a doctor to have a blood test, like a general blood test, and that's within your means to go and do that, that's a good place to start. Because if there's something physiologically wrong there, like for instance, people can have depression based on low vitamin D. And if you just were to increase your vitamin D, that may solve a huge amount of issues that you might try with other medications, or you might, cause you a lot of distress. And I'm not saying all depression is caused by that. Please don't think that. But I'm saying there are some things that might be simply looked at, simply treated if you know about it. So that's a good place to start. If you're coming to this video because you want to understand more about what's going on, that's great. That's what this video is for. If you're looking for a personal diagnosis, you need to see your own Chinese medicine practitioner because these things may or may not apply to you, and some of it might, you might get bogged down in too many things. If you're going through such a time of distress, it sometimes is necessary for you to have a practitioner, because a practitioner's not just there to, well, they are there to listen to you, but they're there to help be a voice of reason in all of it, and sometimes make sense of things that are hard for you to make sense of yourself. So one of the things we can see in burnout is that there's if we say a feelings of energy depletion or exhaustion. So let's talk about what that could be. So that can manifest as not enough energy to do your job. And this could be like physically just so tired you can't do it, or feeling like you don't want to do it. You can't be bothered doing it. You don't have any sense of purpose. So let's talk about that first. Sense of purpose, sense of drive. Where does that come from? So it comes from our wood element in Chinese medicine. Your sense of seeing a future beyond yourself, seeing yourself as a person in the world with a purpose, a sense of life planning, like this is for a reason, like I'm doing this for a particular purpose, or I can endure something for a reason. That comes from wood. And in an occupational sense, like in a job sense, if you've lost the ability to enjoy that job and you feel like, I don't feel like I want to do this anymore, I'm feeling really exhausted. So even wood can give us the ability to endure something for a reason that might be not great, but we can endure it. Like for instance, you might do a job you hate to get the money to do something you love. And I think it's the wood element that allows us to see that, make that connection and see that. Right now, you can't do that forever, and that may also be contributing to the burnout. Maybe you've lost sight of that. There's so many things I want to talk about in this video, so many things. So I'm very excited about this because I think there's a lot I can explain and help people with. So the lack of wood is can be definitely part of this. So there's a might be a lack of drive, a lack of motivation. How do we get that back? We're going to talk about that towards the end of the video. I'll definitely teach you some things you can use to do that. So we have to think about, well, where, why, if we're going to get that wood motivation, that we're going to generate wood, well, how can we do that? So we have the cycle in the five elements called the generating cycle, and wood is generated by water. What does that mean? It means that the preceding element, the aspects of water, which is the kidney. So that person's question that had asked, is this an adrenal thyroid problem? I don't mind those questions. I shouldn't say I don't like them, but in Chinese medicine, we want to keep it to Chinese medicine things so we don't get too confused, right? So when we say thyroid, it actually involves so many elements and different systems. And when we say adrenal function, that can be actually that axis often of that water generating wood. So we nourish our water element primarily probably by sleeping and having downtime from mental go, go, go. Like water is stillness. Water is meditation. Water is like that cool, that nourishment that you do get from sleep. So if you have good sleep, that nourishment, it allows you to then go and then face another day type of thing. So wood needs that water to generate it. Now, emotional stuff can occur in our life that we might not put together with this problem, but this is how it could play out. For instance, fear or fright affects our water element, and it actually just like scatters that essence. It scatters the energy of water, which is like it's less consolidated. So there's less there, it depletes it. And then that could be a reason why water isn't able to generate wood, because there's been a fear, or there's been a fright, or that you are in fear, you have a fear. Now, this could be a one-off thing where something has happened and it shocked you, didn't expect it. Might not be related to your job. Like you can't separate yourself from that work in a way. Like you are who you are and you go to work and you give your best that you've got. But if that's what you've got, that's what you've got. So what happens at home is going to affect you at work. What happens at work is going to inevitably affect you at home and vice versa. Like you can't sort of separate the two out that easily like that. You are who you are. You're not a robot. So if a fear or a fright has happened or you're living in fear, like this can be something that's very obvious. You were robbed. You're broken into. And then you're fearful of that thing happening again, or you're fearful in your home now when you weren't before. Some violent attack has happened to you, or you could be living in a situation where there's abuse or violence happening regularly. You could be a person that easily worries about other things that you see or hear. On the news, you might be living in an area where violence is happening more and more, and you're worried now that that could happen to you, or you've heard that it's happened to a friend or something like that. It could also be fear of negative consequence. Like this can happen once people do realize their job isn't, they're not doing it, performing as well as they could be or should be. And then they're fearful that they're going to lose their job, but they need their job because they need to earn a living, and the cost of living is increasing at the moment. And people are going through difficulties for the most part, sometimes insurmountable difficulty, and that is causing you, could be causing you lots of other emotions as well. But fear, like, what if I can't afford to lose my job, I can't afford to be seen as not productive, and then that fear kind of might be making things worse in that way. So that could be one of the reasons why wood isn't generated. So water not generating wood. From an emotional perspective, another thing that happens to wood is it's in the controlling cycle of the five elements. Like metal controls wood. What does that mean? So your lungs and metal. So metal relates to the lungs and the large intestine. It also relates in an emotional sense to grief and sadness. So if someone's passed away or something has happened, a grief or a sadness is happening in your life or has happened, that has a similar effect to the fear with that happens to the water element, but it's said in Chinese medicine to dissolve qi. So the reason why I mentioned those things from that ancient book at the start, the Nei Jing little chapter 8 of that Ling Shu, is because I wanted to point out that Chinese medicine has always seen those connections. It always has seen various connections between the physical and the spiritual and the emotional, these parts of our body. So you could have gone through a grief or a sadness, and that could lead to a lack of like being able to generate wood, and therefore you're not able to generate motivation for your job and that kind of stuff. In a more broader sense, the wood element does relate to purpose, like having a purpose, having a reason to live, having a reason that you do what you do. And again, like I said, that may then allow you to endure things that are uncomfortable for you, that are not really joyous for you, but because it's for a reason, you know what that reason is. And I think in burnout, sometimes we lose that reason. I'm a business person, as you may notice. Like I've run my own practice, but I've also run all kinds of businesses, retail shop. I had a clothing and homewares retail shop for a little while, about 3 years. I make products. I'm also a musician, singer, songwriter. That's what I've been doing lately. I write songs, and I've made an album, making a second album at the moment. So I know what it's like to run businesses. I know what it's like to be busy and to have lots of ideas and passions and purpose. And I also know what it's like to be in a business and for it not to be doing well and to be almost stuck in that. So I'm going to talk about that a little bit later on. So if that's you and you're like, well, I can't just leave my job and I'm stuck because if I leave this business, I'll like lose more and I have to keep going. I know exactly what it's like to be in that kind of a situation. I follow an entrepreneur guy called Grant Cardone. I followed him for many, many years. I find like what he has to say makes sense, and different people take it or leave it. But he's not a Chinese medicine person. He's just an entrepreneur. But he had this video once that I saw a long time ago about burnout, And if I can find the video, I'll insert it kind of here.
Burnout. Oh, I'm worried about burnout. What to do about burnout? Look, you're not a candle. How the hell can you burn out if you're not a candle? Okay. People are like, great, you burn at both ends. I am not a candle. Okay. I'm on purpose. I know what I'm doing. I know where I'm going. I know what I'm excited about. The fact is, if you're waking up in the morning or in the afternoon or at night and you don't know what to do, you're lost. You can't find the freaking mojo. You can't find your jack. You can't find your purpose. But please, folks, don't blame it on burnout.
You're not a candle, so you can't burn out, right? And I really like this concept because it challenged the paradigm, especially for some people. They use burnout as a cop-out, right? They use it as a way to like, oh, I'm burning out. Like, I need a break. And they're not really even working hard in the first place, so they haven't really tried. Now, I'm not saying that that's you at all. So if you're laughing, you're laughing. If you're not, you're probably leaving the video. Anyway, so he talks about if you're on purpose, it's impossible to burn out. And I wanted to bring that to this concept because it's got to be about the purpose. If you are doing something that you're not supposed to be doing or you're not wired to be doing, and that's the same thing, right? You're supposed to be doing it. It's your purpose. It's your destiny. You're wired to do it. This whole concept brings me to this idea of one of the questions that was asked, and I love this question. Jay Ross said, how does your physical and emotional constitution play a role in how much activity you should do throughout the day? And how complex or simple your life should be. For instance, are some people better off just living a simple life? So that is a great question. And it totally ties into this idea of being in your purpose and knowing who you are. Again, the sponsor, the sponsor of this video is the course that I made to help you discover that, to help you discover who you are in the five elements, to go through every single element and discover that you have all those characteristics in you, but some are going to be easier or more dominant than others. Now, if you don't want to pay the money and do the course, that's fine. You can also learn about those things on my channel. I've got videos on each of the five elements. What's in the course is like 10 times more deeper and more specific and very structured, and there's a workbook and things like that in the video in the course. But on my website, I'm sorry, on the YouTube channel, there's every personality type has videos about it, talking about what they are. And part of it is understanding yourself and then living in your strengths and understanding your weaknesses is going to help you recognize the kind of life you should be living, the kind of job you should have, and the expectations that you might want to put on yourself to enjoy yourself and to have a good life and, you know, not end up in burnout. So that's one thing. Okay, so lack of purpose, lack of drive is the first thing I wanted to mention.